All right, so Danny Harden is with us talking about exciting times in high school football, round two of the playoffs this week. Which triad teams are still kind of hanging in there, Danny?
Yeah, we've got a number of them. And, you know, we have a number of teams that really could end up in state championship games, too, so that's exciting. But, you know, what's interesting at the beginning of the high school football seasons, coaches always talk about, team, if we're still practicing on Thanksgiving week, it's been a successful season. So if you win this week, you're practicing next week on Thanksgiving week, so it's a big deal. We have a couple of rematches tonight. Mount Tabor against Dudley, they played in the regular season. Tabor won that matchup. Davie East Forsyth is a matchup. And our Fox 8 Frenzy game of the week, Reagan against West Forsyth. And every single time these two teams play, it's interesting because Josh McGee, the head coach of Reagan, was a star quarterback at West Forsyth back in the day. He went on to play at Winston-Salem State as well. So that's always interesting for him and a couple of guys on his staff playing against the alma mater. So we'll see what happens there.
Any other big high school matchups that we should be watching tonight?
Yeah, we're actually, you know, since there's so many games spread out throughout the area, Fox 8's actually jumping in the car. We're driving to Charlotte to see Glenn to see if they can pull off a win at Hickory Ridge. And we're also checking out Northern Guilford. They're in the Charlotte area as well. And it's tough when you play the big city teams because a lot of times those enrollments are a lot bigger than your enrollment. So we'll see what happens. But again, I think we have a number of teams that could win a couple more games and get to the state championship game.
So what else is going on? You said we got some ACC games to talk about this weekend.
We've got a big one, Duke against Wake Forest. You know, Wake coming off, boy, they just were humbled against Clemson. But Clemson is rolling right now. So that was understandable that they got blown out by Clemson. But Wake can still finish strong, go to a really nice bowl game. So, yeah, Duke against Wake Forest. App State, they're still they're having a great season, too. Only one defeat all season. So, yeah, I've got some good college football going on. And in a couple of weeks, we'll find out where everybody is going bowling. It's always exciting to go to a bowl game if you're a college football team.
Now, I know Duke and Wake is at Winston.
Yes.
Is that game televised?
Yes, it's on the ACC network. So some people don't get the ACC network, but they could be dealing with some rain. So that could be an ugly game.
Yuck. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. So moving on to the Panthers. What's the latest? There's always some kind of drama with the Panthers. What is it this time around?
Drama. The drama now is like the playoffs are a dream away. I mean, they would probably have to win out to get into the playoffs, and at 5-5 right now, it doesn't look good. They were humbled big time by Atlanta. I mean, you're playing in your own stadium in Charlotte. You're all excited. You're like, all right, get this thing rolling. Atlanta came in with only two wins, and they just crushed the Panthers. And, you know, we've been talking for weeks and weeks about Kyle Allen and Cam Newton and offense, you know, what's going on with that. Their defense is dying right now, and people are just going through that Panther defense, and that's what Panther football is all about, is Luke Kuechly and playing that tough defense, and people can run on them and pass on them. I mean, it's a big problem right now. And then special teams, you know, there's three parts, offense, defense, special teams, and the special teams gave up a 78-yard punt return for a touchdown. So, you know, after the game, you wonder what Ron Rivera has to say to the team because you want to pick up something that's positive.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There's not much to talk about. Yeah.
They're always right on the line, it seems like. Like, it could go really, really great, or it could not. And my husband and son were talking about it, and they were like, you know, the Panthers are, if you look at their record just over there as a team, they're the most mediocre team in, like, NFL history.
Yeah. And you wanted a good example of that? A few years back, they won the NFC South with a 7-8-1 record. I mean, talk about being mediocre. They still won the division, 7-8-1. So, you know what? This is an interesting little tidbit. They've been in existence for 25 years, Tammy. They've never had back-to-back winning seasons. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And that's even talking about they won the NFC South 3 years in a row, and they've been to 2 Super Bowls and 8 playoffs, and they've never had back-to-back winning seasons. It's going to be really interesting. You know, you have an owner that took over this organization. You know, if things keep going south, is he going to bring Ron Rivera back? Is he going to bring the GM, Marty Herney, back? And, you know, heck with talking about who's going to be the quarterback. You got to start about who's going to be your GM and your head coach before talking about who's going to be the quarterback. But the Panthers against the Saints, I mean, oh, gosh. You know, it's down in New Orleans. It's, boy, I don't know. We'll see. Drew Brees could have a field day.
So is there any path to the playoffs at this point for the Panthers?
You're so funny. Well, well, okay. Let's dream here. I mean, the Panthers could beat the Saints twice over the next month. And then Panthers could win out. Then the 49ers could beat the Saints to give them another loss. And then they could be NFC South champs. Sure, Tammy, let's live in fantasy land. There you go. You asked me a question. I answered it.
Hey, you did. You did. Yes. There is a path. There is actually a path. I didn't say a realistic path.
So you know what they call it in sports? We control our own destiny. So, yes, if they win six games in a row, they've got a chance.